there are people that are doing life cycle cost analysis, health hazard analysis, so we're trying to learn. We're trying to take the good practices that are already out there and learn from them. The second thing we did is we did a worldwide benchmarking study on all of the systems that are in use for measuring sustainability and for the methodologies used for life cycle assessment. We finished that. The next stage is how do we adapt this to the acquisition process, and that's what we're wrestling with right now. One of the things we're looking at is where are the reasonable places within the acquisition process to do such analysis? Can we do it in what's called the analysis of alternative phase? That's a very early phase in the acquisition process when you're looking conceptually at how to meet a capability. Are there some things we can do to look at sustainability in those phases? Certainly when you get into the pre-design and the design phases, we know there are trade-offs that can be made.
Obviously, that benchmarking study, you looked at something like 61 different methodologies. How are you going to cull through those and decide which one really or which few apply best to DoD?
Well, what we tried to do is we tried to overlay that on our goal and the DoD acquisition process, and then filter out ones where we said, well, this really doesn't look like it would apply or be very helpful to the acquisition process. And we're ending up with a small group that we want to take a closer look at.
Now, one of them you mentioned was the ISO 14040 series, but also you're going to look at the executive order from the president, and all that's going to end up in a DoD standard. Is there a time frame in terms of when that could happen? Are we talking about 6 months, another year, or even 5 years?
If you look at what we have to do now, we're in the learning phase right now. We're trying to gather all the information and all the good practices that are out there. My guess is this will probably be about a 2-year period to finally get to an end product. And the end product, I would hope, would be a military standard for how to do life cycle assessment in acquisition.
You also talked about a potential pilot with a submarine class. Can you talk a little bit about what maybe that pilot will entail and how far off is that pilot?
Well, we're just in the talking stages of that. What we want to do, obviously, is we don't want to recreate the wheel, so to speak. We want to ground this in reality. What we'd like to do is we'd like to work with an acquisition system that's currently in the works, a system that's currently being acquired and developed, and work through our process with them and see what we can learn. And one of the possibilities is working with a new submarine class that's being built. But those are very, very early conversations yet, and we haven't decided on that.
And really, that's what you're getting to the end goal, a methodology for analyzing the life cycle. Is that right?
That's correct.
And this methodology is something that's not going to tell people what to do per se, but let them apply it and then have them make decisions during the development, the acquisition requirements even.
That's exactly right. It's a framework. In other words, it's the how. Here's how you go about analyzing life cycle impacts and some examples of life cycle costs that should be included. And then it can be applied to any system, any component. It can be applied anywhere if we do it right. Now, the challenge is to make this generic enough and also to adapt it to the DoD's unique acquisition process.